EXO Takeover.
Hey guys, we are back once again for a brand new episode of EXO Takeover, and I am joined today with the legendary Weekend PRT. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm very, very excited. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you on the show. You come highly recommended, even though you are also an OG EXO Takeover cast member. So I'm sure you know the gist of it by now. But for those who may not know you, do you want to give a bit of an introduction to yourself?
Yeah, sure. Just like many of us, I'm very interested by Abel's music to the point that when he performed in my country for the second time in 2017, I was already a fan of him since 2014. But that day changed everything to me. It made me even more fan. I wanted to create something to support him. And the first idea and the best idea I had was creating the fan page that I run until today, the Weekend PRT. And yeah, that day changed everything. So, you know, like, it was probably my first live concert ever. I was 17 years old and it was my first concert. And that was life-changing, you know. That day was amazing, and I wanted to show my love for Abel in a bigger way. So yeah, I just created a fan page, and I'm so proud of it. I'm so glad people love the things I post. It's been an amazing journey.
You've also had the amazing luxury of being able to meet the man himself. Can you tell me about that? How that happened?
So when he started the European tour of the After Hours Salon tour. I mean, the European leg of the After Hours Salon tour. I remember he announced the dates for Europe and Portugal wasn't there. I remember seeing the dates and I was like, okay, maybe I will have to go to Madrid or London. Yeah, so Portugal was not there. And 2 months later, he had a new shows and had added Portugal, the Lisbon show. And yeah, I was like, okay, it's gonna be the best day of my life. It's starting the tour in Portugal. That was even better for me. It was like the surprise set list and new stage. We didn't know what was going to happen, actually. So yeah, I had an idea since I was lucky to have my message open with Abel on Instagram. I thought like maybe I can try to ask him for a picture, you know, like something to make my dream come true. So I know I prepared this message for some months and I had everything planned in my head. Like as soon as Abel arrives to Portugal, I will send this message to him, I will shoot my shot, you know. And I remember 5 days before the show, he started to post pictures in Portugal. And I was like, okay, this is it. I will send this message I had prepared for him for a long time. I never message him at all. So I'm always very nervous about it. So yeah, it was, how can you say it? Like, I didn't know if he was gonna accept it or not, but I just tried, you know. So I sent the message. I was like, hello Abel, welcome to Portugal. I hope you enjoy everything here. So glad to have you in my country. I can't wait for the show. I wanted to ask you, even though it's a long shot and, you know, it's almost impossible, but I really wanted to meet you, tell you how much you changed my life. You know, yeah. So yeah, he answered me like 2 hours later saying, yes, of course. I love Portugal. I will talk to Cash to set up everything. I was like, no way. I actually, I don't know. I think I didn't realize how crazy that was until I actually joined. I entered the backstage room and saw Abel in front of me. But yeah, so yeah, it was incredible. And then the big day came, and yeah, then I met Cash assistants Ref, and they were so kind, so helpful. I met him before the show, like 10 minutes before the show started, and yeah, like the meeting was insane. Actually, sometimes I'm just living my life normally and I start to think about it, like it's incredible. I have no words to describe that feeling. That moment was really for a fan like us, it's, you know, you can't even describe it.
Do you think when he announces the European tour of this new Hurry Up Tomorrow part of the After Hours Tour Dawn, do you think you'll get a chance to see him again?
You mean if I will meet him again in Europe? I don't know, actually. I'm trying to, right now, I'm so focused on the new album, the new movie, trying to get new ideas for the fan page, that I'm not thinking about the European leg. I'm just enjoying the moment. And let's see if next year things will be great to have that chance again. But if not, I mean, I had my moment, so I'm honestly here to support Abel, and I had my moment already, and I'm not thinking about it, honestly.
Fair enough. Well, let's get into this new album, shall we? And I want to kick it off with asking you, what stood out to you when listening to this album?
Okay, how can I answer that as I want? Okay, so first of all, this was a very weird rollout, honestly. In the way that we already knew like 10 songs from the album before the album came out. The São Paulo show, which was amazing, by the way. But, you know, like, it was a great idea for able to make that show. But I think it took too much time until the album release. I thought the album release would be closer to the São Paulo show. That kinda made us like a little bit disappointed. I don't know if that is the right word to use here. And then, you know, like this confusion about the album, the first pressing has only 11 songs, and then we have another album with 22 songs and another album with 23 or 24 songs. It's a little bit confused. I thought they would like to explain this, or at least make a final Hurry Up Tomorrow album for everyone. But the album itself, I'm talking about the version we heard on Spotify, on Apple Music, whatever.
Yeah.
That is the version I consider like the final Hurry Up Tomorrow, or the normal Hurry Up Tomorrow album. So, in levels of quality and production, I might say that it's his best album in terms of production. And it's, of course, his biggest album. It has 22 songs, which is by far his biggest album. It's so difficult to choose a top favorite song or a top five. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna take some time until people realize how good this album is. For us, EXO fans, it's easy to notice how good the album is. But I think, in general, for people, normal people that just listen to music on the daily, it will take some time until they appreciate the album as it should be appreciated. Yeah.
How do you think that the lyrics on this album reflect the journey that Abel's been on since Dawn FM?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. So
the first part.
No. The lyrics that we hear on Hurry Up Tomorrow and the sound and the style, how do you think they reflect the journey that Abel has been on since Dawn FM?
That's a good question. Like, I don't know if you want to include After Hours as well. You know, like, okay, so Abel said to Variety that he changed the album after the incident in Los Angeles, after he that concert where he loses his voice. He said that he changed the album, he changed almost everything. So, I don't know if he was actually thinking about ending the Weeknd persona. So, I'm trying to answer the question as the best way possible, but
if you want, we can move on to a different question.
I have, like, I'm trying to think about the what I want to say, but I can't say it, you know? Like,
no, it's fine. So for me personally, I think that, you know, he had his incident in Los Angeles, and that played a big factor into him wanting to end this persona of the Weeknd. But when you look at it from After Hours till now, you can kind of see that growth of no longer wanting to be this person that's, you know, living this crazy lifestyle of alcohol, sex, drugs, and then finally wanting to become a better person, like we hear in Hurry Up Tomorrow. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a lot of recalls to Trilogy, but I think Hurry Up Tomorrow would be a different album if that concert in Los Angeles never happened, definitely. And what he was trying to say in Don FM, in the Don FM era, doesn't match, like, perfectly with Hurry Up Tomorrow. I think he had to make some adjustments, but this feeling of... not the feeling, like, his idea to end the Weeknd character was just a thing that came up to his mind after Los Angeles, definitely.
Yeah. So, with Hurry Up Tomorrow, and, you know, speaking of Abel losing his voice, do you think that he's really tried to show a different vocal range with this new album?
A different what?
Vocal range.
Like, you ask me if he's trying to show that he can still sing?
Yeah, so do you think he's tried different singing approaches with this album?
There are two songs that I actually noticed that he was probably trying to show us something in terms of vocal range. Yeah, like Wake Me Up and Take Me Back to LA. There are some parts of the songs that I noticed, like, yeah, he's trying to show us that he can definitely sing, but we know that already. What happened in Los Angeles doesn't change how good artist he is. For me, he's like one of the best live performers of time. His voice sounds even better live than studio sometimes. So if you say that, I can agree. I can agree in at some point in some songs he is trying to do something he never did in previous albums, I think.
Is there a song that you think will become the fan favorite by the EXO community?
In Area of Tomorrow? I don't think so. We have so many good songs, so many different opinions and styles inside the same album, that it's gonna be tough to choose a favorite one. Or that one that every fan agrees that is the best. I think it's gonna be tough.
Fair enough. And then with this new trilogy now finally complete, do you see any connections between this trilogy we're experiencing now and the trilogy we got all them years ago?
For me, they are completely different. The only thing that makes us think about the first trilogy when we think about this one is just the fact they are both trilogies, because it's completely different. I can't even connect them. Some people try to compare them. I can't do that, honestly. You know, like, in the first trilogy, Abel was starting his career. He had no idea how big he would become. And yeah, I can't even compare them or see a connection between them.
Fair enough. As of now, which trilogy would you say is better?
I can say I can compare the albums with the mixtapes, but I don't think I can say this trilogy is better than the first one. I can't compare them, honestly.
Would you say that they're both on an equal playing field, or would you say one's got a little bit more than the other?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Like, between the two trilogies, would you say they're both, like, on a same level, or would you say that one of the trilogies has got just a little bit more than the other one? So, with tracks alone, the original trilogy has 30, but this new one has... I believe.
I couldn't hear you.
So with this trilogy, with the old trilogy, there's 30 songs. With the new one, there's 52. Do you think that has a bit of an impact
on
how people have viewed this trilogy over the other one?
You know, we are almost comparing 30 songs with 52 songs. I honestly don't know if I can answer that. I don't know, honestly. It was the beginning. It was new. We didn't even know his face. It's a completely different vibe. And this trilogy, the new one, is obviously, like, better in terms of production, in terms of vocals. But maybe the first one was more genuine, you know? Like, he was being himself. That was the Weeknd. And now he wants to end that character. So it's kind of like he doesn't like the old Abel anymore, the old Weeknd anymore. And I really don't know. I really don't. I can only say that After Hours is my favorite album. I can't compare it to the others.
What about it? What about After Hours stands out to you?
Everything, like, from the timing that the album came out, we were at home. It was a pandemic situation, you know. I was in a not a very good moment in my life as well. So the timing the album came out was the best timing to make me believe again. I was really going through a tough time, and the album changed everything. Since the first single in November, we already knew that tough times were coming with COVID, and it was a great timing for the album to drop. But it was not only that, like the meaning of the songs, the lyrics, the production, the character he created for the album, the tour, the Super Bowl, every music video, the whole era was something that no one expected to be that amazing, but it was. Even against the odds of the pandemic, he made the best album of all time. Give me 1 second, sorry.
That's alright. So, do you...
Sorry, but for me it's tough to explain the exact feeling of the old era, and some questions you make me, I have some difficult to explain, like, the way I want. But
yeah.
I think you got me.
Yeah, yeah. I completely understand what you're trying to convey across. In terms of Hurry Up Tomorrow, do you feel like this album has the potential to be like After Hours?
Yes, but we don't have like a song like Blinding Lights or Save Your Tears that changed everything about that era as well. We don't have like the main song, the mainstream song, if you agree. So we don't have it. We have São Paulo and Timeless. We could have Dancing in the Flames as well, but nope. If you compare São Paulo and Timeless to Blinding Lights and Severe Tears, you will notice that we don't have a mainstream single to grow on the radio, to be performed live, so that can make Hurry Up Tomorrow a little bit underrated, and I don't know if you will choose another single to promote, but I can see, from those 22 songs, I can see a song that can reach Blinding Lights level, or even Severe Tears level, and that can be a problem.
Yeah. Which song would you choose to be the lead single out of Hurry Up Tomorrow? Because a lot of people seem to think that Cry For Me is going to become like that lead single.
Cry For Me is a good choice, and he's already trying to do that with the Grammys performance. I think he was trying to promote Cry For Me as well. But for me personally, I don't think Cry For Me can actually do the same numbers as some other songs. I wouldn't choose Cry For Me as a lead single. Maybe Baptized in Fear or Niagara Falls. Take Me Back to LA. Or maybe The Abyss. But, you know, it's tough to... Yeah, I can see those songs being the lead single for some reason.
Fair enough. And as we all know, this is unfortunately the final album for the Weeknd. But in terms of Abel, what direction do you think Abel is going to take now that the Weeknd?
What is Abel going to do after the Weeknd is over? I expect him to begin a new different era with under the name of Abel. I think he will keep doing music. Maybe he will try to make more appearances in films as well, as an actor or even a producer, but I think it's gonna be a whole different new idea and new sound, but it's gonna take some years until Abel make his return and we completely forget the Weeknd. I mean, we don't want to do that, but for Abel, we know he wants to kill that character and put the end of it.
Yeah. I guess only time will tell, you know. I do look forward to seeing what is next in store, not only for Abel, but for us as fans. I'm sure we're all excited to see what comes next. But in terms of questions for this week's episode, that is it from me. So I'd like to now hand it over to you and let us know, the people watching, the people listening, what your top 5 EXO songs are and why.
Okay, I'm not prepared for that. And we have like a new album to confuse even more my top 5. So I don't think it's fair to put some Hurry Up Tomorrow songs in this top 5 for now. It's been just a week since the album came out. So I will think about the albums until on FM only. So of course my top 1 song, After Hours. Definitely After Hours. Then... Okay, my top 2, maybe Rolling Stone.
Number three.
See stuff, you know. I'll try to choose one from each album, even though we don't have 5 albums only. So, okay. Let's try to make one for each album. So, for number three, I will say Out of Time. Number four, I'm going with The Town.
Great Kissland song.
And number five, I'll choose one from Beauty Behind the Madness and Gotta Be As You Are.
That is a beautiful song.
I try to choose one from each album, even though My Dear Melancholy and Hurry Up Tomorrow and Starboy as well.
Yeah, the issue with that is that there's more albums than options, which is fun to see, you know, which album are you going to pick. But yeah, an amazing top five, honestly. Yeah, I'm afraid that is it for this week's episode. Join us next Sunday for more special guests talking more things EXO right here. You know where to find us. Yeah, we'll see you next time.